At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, did you pretty much kiss everybody at your party?
Nope.
Maybe you did. I'm talking about double dipping this morning. You might as well be making out with everybody at the party. And this is according to microbiologists at Clemson University. They did a study on this where they tested how many bacteria get transferred when someone bites a chip, then re-dips it into the dip.
It doesn't matter because it's gross. So I don't care what the study says. You shouldn't do it.
Okay, but you can't. But there's other people doing it, and you don't even know it. So you need to know this information.
You know, I have seen people to do individual bowls for everybody.
That's good. Mm-hmm. When you double dip, you transfer about 10,000 bacteria from your mouth to the dip.
Okay, is that a lot?
Not all those bacteria are harmful, just to let you know.
Well, I'm just thinking 10,000 sounds like a lot, but bacteria is one of those things that's in the millions and billions and trillions. So is 10,000 kind of like just getting a tiny little teeny bit? Or is that like getting enough to kill you?
It's not like, you know, a Frencher. It's just like a little peck on the cheek, I guess.
I can live with that.
Yeah. That's what it is, too. It's not French dip. It's French kiss dip.
I like that.
That's what it is.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Okay. So you still are sharing your mouth germs with everybody else at the party. If you have double dip or someone's double dip before you, you might as well just go ahead and lip lock there for a little bit.
And it doesn't make sense that people choose to do that when you can easily just break the chip and then scoop, scoop the other one.
The chip doesn't break where you want it to. You get stuff on your fingers.
So what stuff?
Just dip stuff. You've dipped once.
Once she dips, she dips, she dips.
What if there's a spoon and a plate sitting next to the dip?
See, that's what I do, because then I just put it on my plate and I don't double
dip. Exactly, that's what you need to do.
Okay, so salsa picked up the most bacteria of all the dips out there.
Interesting.
Because it's acidic.
Yeah, and that's the reason germs like that, I guess.
They like that salsa, don't they?
Me too.
Cheese and chocolate dips were next on the list.
Okay.
Thicker dips picked up fewer bacteria than the runnier dips that you have at your party.
That's odd, I guess. But it makes some sense. I guess they don't have as much places to run all over to.
Yeah.
They got to trek across land.
Well, and 31% of us double dip our chips at parties and social gatherings. That's more than I expected.
How
many percent?
31%.
So one out of three people. That is high.
Gross. We were at a party one time and the dip ran out, but there was like the big crock pot of more.
Yeah.
And one of our friends was like, oh, I'll go get more. Picks up my bowl that I brought. Licks the inside of the bowl and then turns and looks at us and goes, oh, I was going to clean it. I was like, oh, why?
Just being funny?
I mean.
Or was it just a social
issue? I think it was more of like kind of forgot there were people over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
You ain't going to invite that person back over.
No, I threw away the bowl.
She ain't having that dip either.
Mm-mm.
Well, and you know, they say double dipping is voted the worst food-related thing people do. So, except for licking the bowl, that might be one too.
It's a food faux pas.
Yeah.
It's right there with saying you don't want any french fries and then eating mine.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This seems worse.
So, and this is something we talked about the other day. Putting ketchup on your pizza was number two on the list, Cato. Do you do that?
I do. I did it this weekend.
Okay. Ordering steak well done is another faux pas. Eating pizza with a knife and fork, people don't like that for some reason. Mind your own business.
Sometimes you got to.
Yeah. And then using a spoon to eat ice cream out of a cone. Some people do that.
Why even get the cone?
Yeah.
Well, you got to have a little cup there.
And then they make cups.
Yeah.
So why would you get the cone?
Now, who said these were faux pas? I mean, why do people tell people what to do just because they don't like it?
You do it, too.
It's a survey. So.
I use ketchup, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm at a pizza restaurant, I'm not going to ask for ketchup. Mm-hmm. But at home, when I'm eating a frozen pizza, yeah, I'll dip it in ketchup.
I got some signs someone's double dipping at your party, okay? The dip has more bacteria in it than a urinal cake.
Ew.
Those Little Debbie urinal cakes.
Are they good?
They're delicious. There are more chips in the dip than there is in the bowl.
Oh, I've lost a lot of chips.
Oh, I know. It's like you just go by.
Yeah, and then you have to take your finger and push it down into the dip to find your chip.
Yeah.
Hope nobody saw me do that.
Then a fight breaks out at the snack table. And that could be also because someone took the last chicken finger, too. So there's dip-related problems there. And then the guy has more dip on his hands than he does on his chips. You see the guy sitting there? You see people lick their, you know.
Well, think about, you're talking about breaking a chip up. Now you're getting your fingers down in the chip.
So anyway, if you are double dipping or someone's double dipping, you might as well just kiss them.
Well, the good news is we survived all this.
Yeah, we did. We did.
So it makes you stronger.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm going to tell you a couple stories that are going to chap your lips.
Ooh.
At least they did mine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing. Apparently, eggs are completely out of control on the prices. And there's a bird flu going around, which none of us are worried about. But we are upset because it's making eggs cost more. I asked my wife. She buys these organic blue eggs.
Oh.
And it's weird because the inside of them is like bright orange.
Yeah.
They look like if you had blood orange eggs, that's what these are.
They're fancy.
Orange. They are good. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
They're $7.59 for a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Yeah.
They're not that good.
Well, I didn't buy them.
Even the regular ones now are, what, $5?
At least, yeah.
Yeah. That's the cheapo ones that are not as healthy for you.
My mom had me on the phone yesterday looking at all the grocery stores to see who had the cheapest eggs. Well, Sam says they're out completely out of stock, it sounds.
Well, sometimes you're overthinking it because, a couple of dollars on some eggs isn't going to make or break your grocery bill.
Yeah, I'm right. But.
I mean, really, if you pay $2 more for a dozen eggs, is that going to change your life?
I'm just waiting until I can move to the country, get some land, and have my own chickens. That's all I want in life.
Well,
and then when everyone's like, egg prices, I'll be like, can't relate.
Yeah, except for it's taking off you a fortune to buy those chickens now.
You know, those are small details.
I have relatives, though, that have the chicken farms.
I'm
talking about big, big farms.
Are they rich now?
They have quantum. Yeah, they do well.
Well, it depends on whether their birds have flu or not, because those people have had to kill off all these birds, and they're losing their butts right now.
I went to a restaurant, ordered an omelet, and they would not crack an egg until they ran a credit check on me.
Okay, you're lying. But you know what they have done? They've added 50 cents per egg at, I think it's Waffle House.
Waffle House, because I ate there over the weekend, although I never eat the eggs. I always get a patty melt. But.
Okay.
But, with the bird flu outbreak, why don't they have the chickens wear masks?
And social distance.
There you go. Yeah,
neither of those is built into chickens.
Quarantine all the chickens.
This is what really fried me up, since we're talking about eggs. Mm. There is a video showing a guy at Costco, and he is loading up, and I counted roughly in my head here. It looks like about 36 cartons of 36 eggs. I did the math in my head. That's roughly 1,200 or 1,300 eggs.
Wow.
What are you going to do with 1,200 or 1,300 eggs?
Now, a lot of people go to Costco and Sam's because they have business,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So maybe he runs a business.
I guess.
I would have taken them from him.
I'm guessing a breakfast restaurant, possibly.
And so they basically have made a rule at Trader Joe's and Costco now that says that you can only buy one dozen eggs per customer per day.
Good.
which I guess I see your point about that, but it's not fair to the tons of people who want to have eggs.
And what about all the other people in that same video who were doing the same thing?
True. Well, there was no one loaded up like him.
He had more, but if you look in the background, you can see other people.
I saw, but no one had as much. He was stacked way past the top of the cart. I mean, he was going to drop some.
Mm-hmm. I told you, you know, during the quarantine at COVID time, there was a lady in the grocery store, and she was like going through all the egg cartons because, you know, some are cracked sometimes.
Right.
And she was like picking out her individual eggs, the ones she
wanted.
Was
she doing them to get the eggs cracked, or is she doing them just to get the biggest eggs?
To get the best eggs.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, and that was when we had cooties floating around.
That's a selfish piece of crap right there.
Yeah.
Well, you're not eating the shell, so I think you're okay.
You're not, but still. And you know what?
Plus, she's leaving you all small eggs.
And the other day, there was only one, like, egg container left, and it had, like, a couple, like, eggs that were broken. I went ahead and bought it because I couldn't find any anywhere.
You know, I always look, but if one's got a little crack in it, it's fine because normally I'm going to fry an egg.
Right,
then boil. But I mostly boil my eggs, so I always have
boiling's
to
boiling's good, but frying, if you leave it runny, I wouldn't want that to be a cracked one.
And that's why, yeah, does it, is it safe to eat if it's cracked like that?
Not for you, for sure.
Well, I have, so.
You know, you think about that, though.
I'm normal.
You go through the grocery store, and everybody did that. I want to open this box of Pop-Tarts, make sure none are crumpled up. You know, you can do it with eggs and stuff, but not the other products.
Well, here's another story that'll fire you up.
Okay. Unusual heist to tell you about. Hundreds of eggs swiped from a restaurant in West Seattle. It happened at a popular spot, the Luna Park Cafe on Avalon Way. The cafe says the thieves were caught on camera hauling away more than 500 eggs as well as liquid eggs. Como's Karina Vargas joins me now live. And Karina, with the price of eggs, I just can't help but wonder if that's part of this.
Okay, obviously that's part of it. I mean, that's a stupid thing to say. Here's what the guy actually had to say about it.
We saw the guy with the van, and then we tried to block them, and then they just almost crashed us, and then they just ran away. But they didn't touch anything. They just stole the egg, liquid egg, and some meat. The champagne costs more, but they stole the egg.
So they were stealing eggs more than champagne, even though champagne is more expensive.
Huh.
So you got these people going out. I mean, how long? I read where someone stole a bunch of eggs, and I'm like, how long do they last for? And how do you sell eggs, get your money back? Are you going like on the street with a sign says eggs for sale?
Yeah.
You got them inside your jacket, and you're like, psst. Come here, look
what I've got. I'm probably not buying eggs from someone who doesn't look semi-legit.
No.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get that guy that's driving up in your truck, you know, around the neighborhood.
And if he's got Eglin's Best, I'm like, where'd you get those?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't get those at a store.
Hey, listen, they got those guys that come and sell steaks out of the back of their truck.
Yeah, but those are semi-legit.
But really? Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to buy my steak from a guy out of the back of a pickup truck, and I don't want my eggs from a guy out the, you know, you go to, like, TR or on 25 to Asheville and you see the boiled peanuts. I don't want to see a guy out there with just a bunch of eggs, but there are like farmers that sell their eggs. Like, you know, you'll drive out in the boonies sometimes, like, we got eggs for sale.
Yeah, that's my retirement plan.
Yeah,
I'm sit on the side of the road with my eggs, there my fresh go. Eggs from my farm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I got bad news for you. This won't last forever.
Oh, it'll come back around. I ain't worried.
Okay,
but it might make a great Valentine's Day gift. Listen to this.
Simple and striking. Pure and eternal. Refined and luxurious. It makes a statement like nothing else. Celebrate your special love and show it to all the world with the gift of eggs. Whatever the occasion, dazzle her with eggs.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's time to clean up today.
What from?
We have to clean up. It's National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Oh, my.
When's the last time that you took a moment to clean out your computer?
I actually cleaned out my iPhone whenever I was getting a new one.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get rid of all the crap that was on that one that I didn't need to migrate to the new one.
That's good.
But then I realized it didn't do a thing to my iPad, and my iPad is still cluttered up bad. And I'm like, man, I was hoping it would have deleted them both at the same time.
Yeah. You know, I don't think about that, but I guess you've...
My iPad has every page filled up, and then there's apps I can't even see that are just hidden.
So for me, I do try to clean up my pictures quite a bit because they take up more room. That's what my computer friend said anyway.
Now, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
Pictures don't take up that much room anymore.
And my video.
Video takes up room.
Yeah.
But pictures aren't that big a deal now.
I've got dust bunnies somewhere on my devices. That's how much I need to clean them up. And they say, don't forget, the job isn't done until you vacuum the crumbs off your keyboards, too, if you got a PC at home.
Well, it's not done until you empty the recycle bin. Because whenever you delete them, they just go to the recycle bin. They're still on your computer.
So it's a day to delete unwanted files that are slowing down our computer. The more memory, is that what it's called, Tom? That little when the bar turns red on your
that's your device, hard drive storage.
Your hard drive storage. That's when it's time to clean off your computer.
No. You're not supposed to let it get to that point.
It's like, wow, really? Like, when does your computer or / cell phone really start slowing down?
If it's red, it's slowing down.
Okay, so like 90% of it's got stuff on it, or
probably sooner than that.
That's probably the same as when your gas tank gets to that little red space. That's when you need to worry.
Yeah.
Before that, it's more of just like, keep an eye on it.
It'd be great to just have something on your cell phone that would ding. Yeah. Like, it's time to get all that stuff off your cell phone.
Well, like a car will say you got 5 miles to drive. The computer said you've got 3 more pictures to load.
It's kind of a little different, though, because your car just quits. Your computer slows down and gets really slow. And then people are like, my computer is slowed down. I'm like, have you cleaned it? Because you may not have any space left for it to store anything.
And a lot of times those video games and stuff, too, Tom helps me out because the kids load up the video games and they take a lot of memory.
Yep.
So
not memory, but yes, storage.
Whatever, that stuff. So you might want to clean out your computer, your cell phone, anything like that. That's one thing that we forget to clean out, like any of our internet stuff. A couple other things, places that you really need to clean out, they say. The grout in your shower. When's the last time that you noticed the grout in your shower was white?
Why does that matter? That's what I thought.
Okay.
As long as it ain't leaking, who cares? What color it is.
Okay. I've got grout, though, that's cracked,
Well, that needs to be fixed because you're leaking water.
Yeah.
But that's not because it's black. It's because it's cracked.
Okay. How about the K-Cup machine? When's the last time you cleaned out your K-Cup machine?
That's going through at 170, 60 degrees.
How do you clean that? I just run hot water. I'll run it with the K-Cup in it.
But that's good.
That's about it.
These are places, though, around the house they say you really need to clean. Your keyboard, which I mentioned that, you see how many crumbs, like in this work keyboard over here where Tom eats, I'm like, I've got a little buffet if I wanted to.
Honestly, it's not the crumbs, it's the dust.
Uh-huh.
Look right here, like on the I key and the Y key, that's just dust.
How do you get those crevices, little cracks clean?
Use one of those little air sprayers.
That's cheese ball dust is
what that is. But again, it doesn't matter, it works fine.
Yeah. You know, if it was a password over here, I could tell with Tom's cheese dust. More of the letters are used for some reason. And then we've mentioned this before, your microwave last time. When was the last time you cleaned that one out?
Last time we tried to cook something without covering it.
Okay.
And it exploded.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why people don't cover their food.
You're gambling.
Maybe
it won't blow up in the amount of time. I'm just going to get it just warm enough it won't explode.
And sometimes you completely forget, and then you hear the explosion, and you're like, man.
You forget to cover it?
Yeah, like butter. If you ever put butter in the microwave, sometimes I forget, and then you hear the fireworks of explosion.
And the problem is, it's like 10 seconds, and it's done.
Yep.
Or spaghetti sauce or something like that.
Oh, that's the worst. Yes.
But they say your microwave shouldn't look like a torture room from the movie Saw. All right, another thing we forget to clean is our window seals. I'll take the vacuum cleaner sometimes, and there's like, because there's bugs and ladybugs just sitting there. You know, they're not alive. They've been there for a while.
That's bad luck.
But I've got a bunch of windows on the back part of my house, and even the blinds. When's the last time you cleaned your blinds?
I just don't look.
I know.
I love how you say forget.
Yeah.
We didn't forget. We've just chosen to ignore it. It doesn't look that bad, so who cares?
How do you clean your blinds, though? I mean, I know they got those little dusters, but they don't work great.
Your best bet's the brush on your vacuum cleaner, little brush attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Just go.
But you know what? Have you ever taken, like, Pledge and, like, a towel or something? And try to clean your blinds?
No.
That's just a mess.
Well, that's stupid.
I don't think I've ever tried to clean my blinds.
It's actually not worth it.
Mm-mm.
But if you're going to do it, use a vacuum with that brush.
It's got a nice yellow tint to it now.
Yeah.
They were
E-Crew.
White.
I call it E-Crew.
They say be sure to use a crevice tool, whatever that is. They say it's an actual thing, even though it sounds like something that
it's
hangs in a shower
one.
That cleans yourself.
It's the skinny one, the little nozzle.
Yeah.
The little flat blade. That's the crevice tool.
Oh, okay. I need that in my shower, too, then. Okay.
You could use it in the shower.
And then finally, when's the last time you cleaned out your dryer vent, the lint trap?
If you're not cleaning the lint trap every time, you're doing it wrong.
You know what? I pulled it out the other day, and it looked like Donald Trump's head. It's like...
I watched my neighbor roll his dryer out through the garage on fire because he didn't clean his lint trap.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, under the sofa is the number one place we don't clean enough.
I'm never there, mm-hmm. So I mean, I don't feel like it's a part I need to clean.
I told you I got a dust bunny family living under mine. I don't want to interrupt their routine.
I feel like if I get the nozzle of the vacuum up at the edge of the sofa, they either came out or they didn't.
But you move a sofa or a chair, and it's got like your carpet's a different color. You need to actually be moving your furniture when you vacuum every once in a while.
Sometimes I'll totally rearrange my living room, so that's when it gets vacuumed.
Okay.
I haven't done it in a long
time. Or how about under your bed? When's the last time you vacuumed there?
If I can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Okay. You know what? We need specific days for all these. Maybe we can do it. So today only your computer.
I ain't dusted my furniture in months.
I say I ain't doing none of this. Plus, my dog lives under my bed. There ain't no sense in vacuuming under there. That's his cave.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
For those of you who do not play video games, I want to share a very simple thing about how a lot of them work. A lot of these games, you're the main star and you're running around with different weapons, shooting at people and trying to survive. And if there's a storyline, then you're probably saving someone who's been kidnapped or stopping the world from existing.
Yeah.
Some James Bond type stuff, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But at the beginning, they'll ask you what kind of experience you want.
Uh-huh.
And you can choose like... hardcore, if I die, the whole game is over and I got to start over again.
Yeah.
Then there's really hard. Then there's hard. Then there's the way it was meant to be. And then there's like the
normal is what that's
called. The tutorial mode or the explorer wimpy mode.
Yeah.
And that's what I always choose.
Yeah, me too.
I choose the one that's like where you can get shot 100 times before you die.
Yeah, because I don't want to die every time and start that level over.
Well, I suck.
I don't like it.
So I'm like still trying to get my gun turned around and aimed at the person while they've shot me 15 times. So I need bulletproof armor, you know?
Yeah, then you got to go to the option setting and make sure that your gun's not inverted the wrong way.
Like okay, that's nothing to do with
this. I hate it.
So
I hate it.
So this basically you get to set how hard your life is going to be. And so they were actually asking people about in the game of life, do you think you have set the beginning setting for your game of life? Was it set on like extreme, or was it on easy, or where, what's your life like right now?
Before kids or after kids?
I know, right? And some of them you can adjust mid-game, because yeah. I think I did that. Uh-huh. When I had kids, I adjusted to a harder setting.
I tell you, it is difficult.
But it's funny, because you can be cruising along in easy mode too, and then all of a sudden one day it's like someone went behind your back and switched that switch, and you're like, whoa, why did it get hard?
Yeah, that's when you shift from being a kid to an adult. That's when suddenly someone shifted you to the hard mode.
Now, see, I felt like going to adult was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because I felt the addition of that responsibility and that self-satisfaction of, like, I'm killing this. I made it to adult. But somewhere after adult was whenever all of a sudden someone said, all right, you're in adult mode. Now we're going to really get you hard.
Well, after college, you're sitting there trying to, you know, get your career in order. So you kind of go in that easy, normal mode, and then you gear up for trying to get a job somewhere, and I think that's a hard mode for a second.
Sometimes.
And then you go back to normal mode for a little bit.
We got to give Tori credit, though. She's a millennial, and for them, as soon as they moved out of mom and dad's, it went to hard mode.
It did. As soon as, because everybody was like, going to college, and you spend all that money going to college, and then you graduate, and you're like, where are the jobs? And they're like, cute, you want a job?
I mean, Tori's in the generation that invented the word adulting.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is a tougher mode for them.
Well, and you're at a job where you don't even need a college education.
Well, wish you would have told me that before
me
I went
too.
To college.
Me too. I'm the same way.
It helps.
I've got a bunch, like my brother, he quit college, and he does the same job as me, really. So I'm like, there's so many of the people here in this line of work that didn't go to college.
Well, I wish someone had told me too.
Yeah, well,
I took a hard degree.
You got a rocket engineer. I'm like, I don't know how that happened.
I do, but it was basically, I found out this is more fun.
I will say, though, you'd start having kids and you go back to the hard, vicious, like killer mode.
Well, I don't know if it's that bad.
Not at first. At first, it's like that soft launch where the baby's crying a little bit at night and, you know, you still get to nap a little bit. Then all of a sudden, homework comes and all that junk. And then you're like, okay, I'm in hard mode right now, and I want this level not to start over. I just want to get through it. And it's like you have about maybe just a little bitty pinch of life left on the life bar on the video game.
That's when you just stay crouched in the corner waiting on someone else to die in the game. Uh-huh. You're like, I'm just trying to survive.
Right. You're hoping someone's going to come over and revive you.
Yeah.
You're just crawling around until they do. So I was talking with my kids on the way home from church, and we were chatting about Common Core and how that had messed everything up.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And so we're like halfway through explaining to the kids how that the system had turned us against each other, because we were trying to show them 2 + 2 = 4. And they're like, no, you got to go to 10 and then round down and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, they did that on purpose to make us enemies so that we would have a division between us. And so as I'm explaining all this to my kids, I look over and neither of them are paying attention anymore. They're just on their phones because they're like, this has gotten boring.
I'm just waiting for the schools to start Common Core History, Common Core Science, Common Core English.
I didn't even know what you're talking about, Tom, until you said your kids tuned you out. I'm like, oh, God, I guess I did too. Because I didn't even know what you just said.
Yeah, it was about Common Core.
But I don't play video games. When people start talking about video games, I tune out anyway.
You know what, though? If you do adapt it to your life, and ask your parents or grandparents, because my mom, as she's gotten older, she's like, you know, make sure you brush your teeth really good, because you won't have them at the end here. And I wish I would have brushed mine more. And, you know, her health is just not what it once was. So
she's old.
I know. I'm saying, I think you go back to hard mode at the very end there, trying to get around.
Well, eventually you don't get a life bar that lasts forever.
Well, that's true.
So it's going to go down eventually.
I would explain my life to be like the game Frogger. I'm just trying to get across the street.
There you go.
So you do play video games.
I mean, I know you play word
games on your phone.
Yeah, word games. But you
look down on those of us who play other games.
No, I just don't play video games. I don't own any consoles. If I were going to do any video games, I'd go to an arcade because I enjoy arcades.
Well, you can play those on consoles.
Yeah, Tom's, but I don't live at home.
Tom's playing Pac-Man every day with his food.
Waka, waka, waka. Those cheese balls are the little pills.
Yeah. Those are the round guys.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.